Price, I think you had, was it a hot take?
It was.
It was. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Good memory.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Up ahead of that, you heard Beth James, Shake It Out, which was taken off the Austin, Texas husband-wife duo's album called Get Together, which was released June 3rd. And Beth James, Shake It Out, was also a hot take because I sent it to, as a hot take, because I heard that song and it was so much fun, and it was very much influenced, at least I think, by Taylor Swift's Shake It Off.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not.
Nope, because it was a lot of fun to listen to, and it's been on constant rotation since this came out in June. How about that was one of your picks?
Yeah, right before that was Ghost by Josiah and the Bonnevilles, and I've been a big fan of his for a long time, not as far back as his American Idol stint, but
you know, I didn't know he was an American Idol.
Yeah, he was American Idol. He's the only person on American Idol who didn't make the final 24 who got a major record label deal.
Of course.
And then it crashed and burned, but that's a whole other story. But in any case, if you recognize that song a little bit and you're a TikToker, it's certainly kind of gone viral, being covered by another artist named Mickey. Which I think is kind of funny, but yeah. it's one of my favorite tunes, one of my favorite artists, and that is released back in June was that song, I think.
And you were talking about too how one of his his song was being blown up by another artist on TikTok, but then Josiah sang a
He did a parentheses country version of Anti-Hero of Taylor Swift, while we're talking about Swiftie, of Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero, which is kind of blown up in its own right, and I think it's kind of got him some attention, so it's kind of funny. Give and take when it comes to the cover game, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's good. I mean, if people can find him and come to his music by listening to a Taylor Swift cover, you know, by any ways necessary, right? Like, come and find his music, no matter what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's really talented.
Anti-Hero is a great song.
Yeah,
my favorite Swiftie song off that album.
It is a great song.
And, the cover's great too.
Excellent.
You get a chance to listen to it.
Kick it off that set with Tegan and Sarah, I Can't Grow Up, which is a song I can't stop listening to. It's the second single off of the Sister Duo's album. It's their 10th album, Cry Baby. It came out in October via Mom and Pop, and that song just makes me so happy, and I dance around. And I was dancing in front of Steve. Normally, I'm by myself, and I just dance around, and then I was dancing around, and I looked over, and Steve's just looking at me. I'm like, oh, yeah, Steve's here.
It's a non-judgment zone.
I know you don't care if I dance around. We've known each other a long time. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back into it. It's the top of the hour here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Manfred Tufts, free from radio, serving all Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. I'm having a great time with my buddy Steve. So graciously woke up at the ass crack of dawn today with me in the pouring rain.
Well, let's be clear. I didn't wake up with you. I woke up around the same time as you in different houses.
You blew the mystique off of what I was talking about. I mean, I was going in a direction and you just changed it.
I apologize.
That's all right. It's still out there. Yeah. somebody took it and ran with it. But, you know, it's hard to get guests on this show because I'm up early. I'm here. It's for 7 to 9. And when you said a couple months back that you wanted to do this, I was like, yeah, you really? You want to get up this early with me? I've been doing it a while, and I don't expect anybody else to. But you did, and it was raining. And then I saw you pulled up, and it was like one of those scenes in the movies where, like, two star-crossed lovers, you pulled up right behind me and got out, and it was raining. I looked at you, and you looked at me, and we were like, oh, it's happening. It's all happening. It was beautiful.
I thought you were going to pay for my parking, but you didn't actually pay for my parking.
No, no.
sorry, that's okay. Pal. I still love you.
We're going to get into I still love you too, even though you didn't wake up in the same bed with me. Punk Rock Loser from Viagra Boys is one of both of our favorite songs.
This is another one of those songs we get argued over who's listed would be on.
And I said, you know what? It doesn't matter who's listed on as long as we play it. And the people here at Music Savvy Show, you know, all of my fans, they've heard this song many times because I do love it. And it also keeps my FCC edit finger button, whatever it is. It keeps it ready. It keeps it. I've been doing some finger aerobics. You see,
that's I'm
getting
what
ready.
I can see, yeah.
Yeah, getting ready to edit this song up. I love this band. I've seen them live, and I'm trying to get Steve to go see them next year at Royale when they stop by. They played at Great Scott a few years ago, and it was just wonderful. So we're gonna play you favorite of ours, Viagra Boys, Punk Rock Loser, on the best of 2020, Steve B. Ryan D. Edition. Music Savvy Show.
When we met, you thought that I could probably change. I warned you then that, baby, I'd don't seem insane, but I am. And I'm rocking a little gold chain that ain't real gold. I told you it's fake. I spend my money elsewhere on different things that come in little plastic bags, and they disappear the same night. The same night. I ain't your average normal dude. It sure ain't glamorous. I keep things loose. I ain't your average punk rock loser. Yeah, I'm a savage. I'm really cool. Try to warn you, I'm loose. I try to warn you that I'm bad and I'm loose. I'm looser than a piece of low-hanging fruit. And I don't go to parties where folks get dressed up. I go to the function just to I'm loose.
This is a photograph, a window to the past, of your father on the front lawn, with no shirt on, ready to take the world on, beneath the West Texas sun, the year that you were born, the year that you are now. His wife behind the camera, his daughter and his baby boy, got a glimmer in his eye. Seems to say, this is what I'll miss after I die, and this is what I'll miss about being alive. My body, my girl, my boy, the sun. Now time's the undefeated, the heavyweight champ, laughing in his face as he danced like Sugar Ray. Used to be come on, come on, but now no mas, no mas. Used to be come on, come on, but now no mas, no mas. And this is a photograph, a window to the past, of your mother in a skirt, in the cool Kentucky dirt, laughing in the garden, back where it all started, with a smile on her face, everything in its place. Got a glimmer in her eye. Seemed to say, this is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is a photograph. A window to the past, of being on a front lawn, ready to take the world on, beneath the Tennessee sun, inside the kingdom, got a glimmer in my eye, she said.
I used to see everything so clear, and I used to know what I wanted. Now I'm stumbling, fumbling through the dark, just trying to hold on to something. But if I leave now, I might just get out alive. If I leave now, I don't. I might be getting on the next train out of the city. Oh, I might fly away on a big bird in the sky. Leave a light on for me, baby. I might be gone. Very well dressed, I even had some charm. Things changed, and so did my feelings for holding me in my arms. So if I leave now, I might just get out alive. If I leave now, I don't know. I don't. Thank you.
coffin the dead at night. But before you did, got your hair combed right. Yeah. The neighborhood watch knows the score. And they're knocking at your door. Let them knock some more. They're saying you need a little protection.
That song is quite lovely, and you've heard that here on the Music Savage Show before, because I do love Marlon Williams, and that was your selection. Where did my list go?
Yeah, that was My Boy, off the album of the same name.
Is that called My Boy then?
Yep.
Oh,
yep. Oh, it's My Boy, yes. Wow. That's correct.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, totally. and coincidentally, that's his first new music since 2018. I think that just came out in May. The single came out in May,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And the album just recently in September.
He's so good. And he's from New Zealand, yeah. I want to say, right?
Yep.
And it's funny because when the beginning of that with the guitar, it reminds me so much of Flight of the Conchords for some reason. And I'm like, oh, those guys are from New Zealand. This isn't.
Do you think they know each other?
Maybe.
It's like
maybe.
All Canadians know each other.
You know those guys, right? Yeah. That was a great, great selection. And again, this is the idea of this show, is our playing everyone some of our favorite songs, the songs that got us through 2022. And inevitably, right, because we're both music savagers and the hot takes that we do together, there are going to be songs that we both love, right? So there was no need for all of that back and forth. There was that time. Remember, we were just like yelling at each other.
No,
there wasn't. I was just making that up. Up into that spoon, which is, I went back and I looked through my, because I keep all my playlists online.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hardest Cut was one of the most played songs one of the songs I played the most ever, because I just love it. Yeah. And I was like, there was one point when I was playing it a couple months ago, and I was like, do you think people are tired of listening to this? And then I 100% said to myself, nope. Nope, because I love it, and that's all that matters. And
you
I
give yourself your own best advice.
I do. And it was only 3 seconds, especially when the guitar kicks. And I love that song so much. I love that album, but that song in particular, man, oh, man, it's the lead single. It's one of my most favorite songs off the Austin Band's 10th album, Lucifer on the Sofa, which is on Matador Records. And then you were up ahead of that, my friend.
Yeah, right before that was Leave a Light On by Jesper Lindell.
That was so good.
He's amazing. He's a Swedish artist. His album is Twilights, which came out in March. And if you couldn't tell from the song, you know, heavily influenced by the band, one of the songs on the album is a cover of Twilight, which was covered by the band, coincidentally. And Amy Helm sings on that version of Twilight,
too. Oh, that's excellent.
It's the whole album's fantastic. I'm trying really hard to convince his people to have him come over and tour the U.S. Hopefully it happens.
That'd be great.
But he's an interesting story, too, in that like he was an excellent soccer player, or football, depending on where you are. And I guess he broke his leg, and his brother gave him a guitar, and then that's the end of the story.
That changed the trajectory of his life.
Yep, 100%.
Huh. That worked in our favor.
Yeah.
And hopefully in his as well.
Before that was another one of our equal favorites.
Yes. Mr. Morby. Kevin Morby. Man, oh, man. This is a Photograph. This song just gets me all the time. It just makes me so happy, especially as he just kind of builds and builds and builds. The title track off the Kansas City Troubadour's excellent 7th album was released this past May via Dead Oceans. This is a Photograph. Every single Kevin Morby track is fantastic, but that one is a killer. And then another one that we just love the most, and that you where it was on your list, Viagra Boys.
Yeah, that's the punk rock loser, and Ryan did an excellent job with his FCC finger. It was fun to watch. And that's the vibe of that one is pretty hardcore, in a low-key way.
Definitely.
I think, and I love the energy to that one. And
they do definitely. They come at you with messages like that. They're a band. You think it's all about punk rock and like drinking and stuff like that.
It's quite the opposite.
It's
quite
the opposite.
It's anti-patriarchy. Yep. It's like breaking down the walls that exist for people.
Yeah,
which I think is fantastic because that's kind of like a semi super group. I think
they are. Yeah, and I believe like you know, and I've seen them live, and again, I want you to come see them with me next year. And
yeah, totally.
The vibe that they give off is like, oh, these crazy just punk rock Swedish guys. And they're so like anti-masculinity, like they're pro everything that is good in the world, but they don't give that vibe off. But you have to listen to their lyrics, especially Punk Rock Loser.
Yeah.
That is just like their song against, it's just like toxic masculinity, basically, is what I'm trying to say. They are so against all of that stuff.
And the video for that.
The video is fantastic.
Top notch.
Yeah, it's top notch. They put out some great videos. All right. Let's get back into it. This This, when you sent me This Is Your Choice, Julia Pratt, mm-hmm. and one of my favorite things about, we've known each other for quite a while, and we do the Music Savage show, Music Savage Online, and there are times when you would send me, you just hear a song, and you're like, this is a Ryan D vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is totally a Ryan D vibe.
Yeah. Well, and this is both of our
vibes. And then I was like, this is totally your vibe, too. I can't wait to play it. So what are we playing next?
This is All I'm Missing from an artist named Julia Pratt. And it's featuring John Mark Nelson as well, who you've probably heard on the show as well. Mm-hmm. And definitely heard in Hot Takes. She's originally from Philly. She's really young. Originally a jazz saxophonist and kind of moved to vocals. And you'll hear why. Like, mm-hmm. this song slays.
Yeah,
it does.
It's
amazing. The groove is just off the charts.
Julia Pratt, All I'm Missing, our favorite songs of 2022 with Ryan D and Steve B.
Possibly a sign of the times. It won't last. Good things go fast. I try as I might not to think about. Gotta make your mind. It's just a matter of how I won't lie.
Honestly, you got me stressed.
You think that we're nothing. Think that we're nothing. You don't know me, but I know you. I'm hoping the stars align and I'll catch your eye. Something, losing ourselves like lovers do. I planned out the words we'd say and how we'd say it.
Wild child, far as it will go. Till the last time we were dancing at the darkest timeline disco. You said, take me somewhere, somewhere I've never been before. On a paramilitary march before the dawn. Baby, does your heart sing? Baby, does your heart just sing? Baby, does your heart sing when I call? I know it does. Baby, does your heart sing? Baby, does your heart just sing? Baby, does your heart sing when I call? I know it does. Future-proof. I became a skeptic, but I cannot hide it. Scrolling fed the parasite. It killed off something, something I'm not getting back. All the tiny pieces of the torn-up zodiac. Baby, does your heart sing? Baby, does your heart just sing? Baby, does your heart sing when I call? I know it does. Baby, does your heart sing? Baby, does your heart just sing? Baby, does your heart sing when I call? I know it does, I know it does. Just sing. Baby, does your heart sing when I call? I know it does. Baby, does your heart sing? Baby, does your heart just sing? Baby, does your heart sing when I call? I know it does. Baby, does your heart sing? Baby, does your heart just sing? Baby, does your heart sing when I call? I know it does.
I was stoned when I called. Were you not alone when I called? Guess I hated that.
I was just asleep when you called. Saw you in my dreams when you called. Should've left a note when you called. Would've called you back.
Oh, I'm feeling underwhelmed with the heat of it. Should I stick around, try to reason with? How long's it gonna last if we commit to work it out?
Chasing both of our tails. No, I did you wrong, I mean well. Messed it up so long ago, we kept holding on.
Feel like digging in just for the hell of it. Keep you by my side cause you're so relevant. I know you gave it all, but we got more to spend. Let's stick it out. Hey, come on, let me in cause I can fix you up. You looking outside, I got so much love. Who's to say what feels good now? We'll still end up wrong.
Hold on, I'm over the moon about it. How long
That song is a jam. It's a lovely little jam.
Love it.
Love it. That was one of your selections. Go for it, buddy.
It was. That was Photographs by a band named Wild Child. And that's mainly Kelsey Wilson and Alexander Beggins. But it's one of those bands that has members come in and out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, members you know from like Dr. Dog or The Cat from Cutie. Like it's a constantly evolving lineup. I think that's their... It's yet to be announced, I think, mm-hmm. when their new album's coming out, but it will be their sixth release, I believe.
Excellent.
And I just absolutely love that tune. And I love Kelsey.
Yeah, she's great. Awesome. She's in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played Martha up out of that. Baby Does Your Heart Sink, single from the UK band's fourth album, Please Don't Take Me Back. That was released on Specialist Subject Records, and that's one of my favorite rock and roll jams of the year. And another one of my favorite rock and roll jams was up out of that. Your pick.
It's hard not to love that.
Love
tune.
That song. Man.
Like if anyone wonders what happens in a studio and between songs, like we're not talking. Like
nope.
We're just rocking out.
We're just rocking
like,
out.
The music is Ryan turns the music up and we're rocking out.
Yep.
And
a little
especially
air guitar.
That one. Mm-hmm. That was Wild Child by the Black Keys. That's the lead single off the Ohio Duo's 11th studio album, Dropout Boogie, which came out in May. And again.
Yep.
Mr. Auerbach is a
lot of Dan Auerbach representing on this on this show and Easy Eye Sound. Space Moth up out of that with Pipe and Pistol. That's the lead single off the Bay Area musician's debut album, No Past, No Future, which came out July 22nd on Car Park Records. And we kicked off the set with some great stuff from Julia Pratt.
That's
man,
right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and if, you know, there's not a whole lot of information on
nope.
her. I tried to dig around a little bit. And I don't know that there's anything slated for release. So this may be one of those instances where it's just... keeps releasing killer single after killer single.
Nothing
I think
she
did just come out with another single just recently, too.
Excellent. Good stuff.
Yeah, so just keep an ear out for her.
Julia Pratt is the name of that one. Good stuff. It's the last set.
Oh
man.
It can't be the last
set. It can't be. But this song, Taylor Ashton, this is something that you had put in. It's a holiday song, but it meant a little something to you, and I wanted to see why you put this in and have you talk about it.
Yeah, and first of all, like as people who get a lot of music, it's hard to do a good holiday song.
Mm-hmm.
It is really hard to make it. Something original that's good to listen to.
Yep.
But this song called Santa's Song, in parentheses, I Don't Believe in Myself, is by Taylor Ashton, as you mentioned, who, in case you didn't know, is married to Rachel Price of mm-hmm. Lake Street Dive, but he's an incredible musician of his own right. And really, it's a song sung by Santa about the fact that he doesn't believe in himself and that he's having some mental struggles in the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a very real, very topical, timely thing for people these days, including, you know, present company included.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a stressful time of year, so we just want to make sure that if you listen to the song, it's awesome. If it hits a note and you're like, oh yeah, I could use some help, dial 988, which is a new phone service dedicated to anyone in need of mental health assistance. Or if you're a guy who's struggling, I know a lot of times it's harder for guys to get help.
Definitely.
Because we don't want to admit that we don't have help. There's like mantherapy.org and MassMen. If you're in Massachusetts, MassMen.org is another site. Or, you know, hit up me and Ryan on the Music Savage channels. We're always happy to talk.
Always happy to talk.
We want everyone around for as long as possible. But this 100%. Tune itself, give it a listen. It's chill. It's a holiday tune.
Yeah.
But
the message behind it, and I appreciate you bringing that here to the station. You are right. Like, this is a very hard time for a lot of people, and this song touches that, and I think it's fantastic. So here we go. Taylor Ashton, Santa's Song, I Don't Believe in Myself.
All over the world, the children hear about the one dressed in red, bringing presents and cheer. There are dolls that look like me on every shelf, but sometimes I don't believe in myself. And every night since November, I've had that dream where I don't have it. And I let down my team. I believe in every reindeer, I believe in every elf, but sometimes I don't believe in myself. And I keep thinking, who am I to believe I am able to fly around the world in one night? And to decide who is naughty, who is nice, who am I? Mm-hmm. It's the night before Christmas, and I'm so full of doubt. I keep forgetting what this whole thing's about. And they're waiting for me everywhere, from Bangladesh to Guelph. But tonight, I don't believe in myself, and I keep thinking, who am I to believe I am able to fly around the world in one night, and to decide who is naughty and who is nice. On these dark northern nights, I feel like I might not even believe, like my life is all a lie. Well, I thank you for listening when I need an ear, when I feel like a faker, just some guy with a beard. But I guess we all have our struggles with our mental health, and sometimes we don't believe in ourselves. On the first night of Christmas, all the way to the 12th, I'm trying to believe in myself. Yeah, I'm trying to believe in myself. Yeah, I'm trying to believe in myself.
Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You know what the son of Daft Punk means? It means I've taken you around the world and back in song. I hope you enjoyed the journey as much as I did. I had a fantastic co-pilot on my journey. You.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me. This has been awesome.
It was so much fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it went by way too fast, like I always say.
You do this all day.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just ended our favorite songs. Well, some of our favorite songs. Again, these aren't all of our favorite songs because we would be here all day, which wouldn't be a bad thing.
Year.
Stephen Chopek, who is a Music Savage favorite. I just love him. I love all of his singles. He lives out in Atlanta, and he just heard one of my favorite singles of the year, No One Just Us, again, from Stephen Chopek, who released that song in August via Declared Goods. And up ahead of that,
right before that was
two of our favorite duo, basically.
Oh, it's so hard not to.
I love these guys.
Yeah, it's Hermanos Gutierrez. And that song was Tres Hermanos, and that's with also with
Dan Auerbach.
Dan Auerbach, go figure. It's just an incredible vibe. If you can't get into that
groove, man, we were here grooving. We are so into that song.
It's pretty amazing. And if you didn't know, those guys are brothers, and they've been playing together for years. And if you get to see them play,
it's amazing.
There's a nonverbal communication that is you can't manufacture that.
Yeah, you can't.
It's born.
It was a wonder. See, I've seen him twice now, and we've seen him together. And good Lord, that's such a good show.
Yeah, and that's, so that song is off their new album, just came out recently, called El Bueno y El Malo, or The Good and the Bad. And the single came out in August, but the album came out more recently.
Yeah, and we've been jamming to that song for a while. And kicking off that set was another one of your choices,
right?
Taylor Ashton.
Yep, the Taylor Ashton song.
Great, which great is holiday song. I don't believe it. Wonderful. So. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, again, well, outside of the fantastic message and timely message, and definitely, if you need help, remember that number is 988. You can dial that at any time, and someone can help you out. But I also love that song. As you know this, I'm a giant wordy.
You are.
And he mentions the place Guelph, which is a city in Canada, and to me, that's can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Yeah. When you can put that into a song, good stuff.
Guelph.
It's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you for putting all the time and the work that you did. It means a lot to me because I put a lot of time into the show, and to see you do the same thing and for us to go back and forth and talk about music that we love, it meant a lot to me to have you here, and I really appreciate you, pal.
Great way to end the year. Right back to you.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you so much for all of you for being out there. I hope you had as much fun as Steve and I did, and I hope that you come back to this show next week. It'll be the holiday show right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free From Radio, serving all of Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. I want you to be kind to yourself and be kind to others. It means a lot. It means so much right now, especially this time of year. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. I want you to take good care of yourselves. And I want you to take good care of yourself, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, and I'll see you back here soon, right? You going to come back?
Absolutely.
All right, this is Ryan D. and Steve B. signing off. We had a blast. Thank you for being out there. WMFO, we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.